There are no moral victories in the National Football League, and there will be none here at One Arrowhead Drive. But here was a heck of a football game. The Chiefs and Broncos battle it out. The Broncos win it 17-9. Now, facts are facts, and we got to start with these. Kansas City's now 1-10. It ties the worst start in franchise history, in the 53-year history of the franchise, with 2008. And at home, now the Chiefs are 0-6. That ties the 1976 team for losing their first six games at home. However, there were some positive things the Chiefs can hang on to and clamp on to go into Carolina Week and try to beat the Panthers. This looked like a mismatch as far as protecting on the offensive line against Von Miller and Elvis Dumervil, a group that had, those two had combined for 21 sacks, by far the most in the National Football League for a duo. But Kansas City only allowed two sacks, and one of those was pretty iffy. One, Brady Quinn got rid of the football for the most part, with one exception. And the Kansas City Chiefs did a decent job of protecting Quinn in this game. Also, Jamaal Charles was the ninja warrior again that he has been all throughout the season, getting 101 yards against the Broncos' stout run defense, which has been underrated with the bright lights of Peyton Manning. On the defensive side of the football, the Chiefs actually picked Manning. They made it hard on him. Keep in mind, Denver had gone five straight games in their winning streak, getting at least 30 points a game. That was an all-time Broncos franchise record. Kansas City held him to 17 points, picked Manning once, pressured him throughout the afternoon, and otherwise made life tough for the future Hall of Fame quarterback. Justin Houston and the rest of the pass rush was relentless on Manning all day. They did get two sacks. Houston got them both. But Tambaha Lee, Dontari Poe, other pressure up front on Kansas or by Kansas City on Peyton Manning made it difficult for the Broncos quarterback. And the Chiefs had a shot in the fourth quarter to win this game, but just couldn't get enough done. Two long drives were killers against the Chiefs, a 94-yard drive at the end of the half. Some missed tackles were key in that drive. And then the 80-yard drive capped on a 30-yard pass to Demaryius Thomas against Jaleel Brown that made it 14-9. The other key factor in this game was the fact that Kansas City got past the 50-yard line into Denver territory six times in the game. But of those six penetrations, only three Orion suck-up field goals and three punts. The Chiefs, again, could not punch it in when they had opportunities in the red zone and stalled many times because of penalties in the 30-ish range against the Broncos, or this game could have been different. Now, as it was, a much more competitive game than most people in the National Football League anticipated. A 17-9 Broncos victory, and yet still a loss for the Kansas City Chiefs. Again, no moral victories, but at least something Kansas City can take in to next week against the Carolina Panthers. Reporting for KCChiefs.com, I'm Mitch Holtis, voice of the Chiefs.